There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Word Travel.
And as ever, every fortnight we're joined by Angela Boshoff-Handal from Scribe, who takes a look online and finds us some very interesting pieces and articles that we can talk about. Happy New Year to you. Great to see you.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Welcome back, Steph.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Nice to see you. It feels weird because you were gone for a while.
Yeah, 3 weeks. It was bliss.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. That's just what Shruthi was saying as well.
Oh, no.
It was real bliss, yeah. Anyway, great to have you back. Once again, Angela, on the show. What have you found for us this week to take a look at?
So we're going to be talking about going on a bit of a digital detox. Are you guys on your phones all the time?
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I want to share some little bit of scary stats with you here. So a 2016 study estimates that we tap, swipe, and click on our devices 2,617 times each day.
Oh, no.
That's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, that's awful.
The germs on them fingers.
I know. And that 80% of smartphone users say that checking their phone is the first thing they do in the morning. I don't do that. Do you do that?
Nope.
Nope.
What is the first thing that you do in the morning?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I know. My son is usually like, Mama, get up. So I'm like, oh, come and drag myself out of bed. That's usually what happens.
Mark?
I reach for my iPad and check my.
Oh, really? So you're
media.
In this?
Yeah,
oh.
I am. Yeah, I'm one of them.
I say hello to my husband.
You say what?
Hello.
like a parrot.
Like that.
And 34% of people check their Facebook in the last 10 minutes. And the average user logs 1.72 hours a day on social media and checks their smartphone 150 times a day.
That's a lot.
That's horrible,
isn't it? How do we get to this, guys?
Do we want this?
Do we want to be?
Well, if you don't, then I found some places where you can go.
Fantastic.
So you can go on a little bit of a digital detox, ditch your phone. They are a little bit pricey, though. You might not want to start saving up right now.
And that's really interesting, isn't it? That you can go somewhere that has no Wi-Fi, no phone reception, but it'll cost you more than the places who have paid for it.
That's exactly what I was thinking as well when I was checking this piece out. It was from Travel and Leisure. And the first place that you can head off to if you want to do a digital detox is this 9-day kind of retreat. It's not really a retreat, but kind of a wilderness escape in Botswana in Africa. And this is amazing for people who want to get away from it, from the pings and tweets and emails and vibrations of the modern world, but without sacrificing any of the comfort. You're going to immerse yourself in true African wilderness here, in this untamed and really exclusive luxury safari in Botswana. And for 9 days, you'll wake up to the sound of nature, not notifications, Mark. And the only social networks...
Now I've got three of you having a go at me.
...that you'll interact with are wild animals, indigenous communities, and expert guides. So, if you want to do this trip, you're going to start off by meeting your expert naturalist guide in the small town of Mourne, where you'll board a light aircraft and fly out into the Okavango Delta, which is one of the most iconic ecosystems in all of Africa. It's really beautiful. You'll head back to the times of the original Western explorers on a very luxurious mobile safari for 6 days, discovering the Delta and Moremi Game Reserve. And there are loads of animals here. Elephants, buffalo, lion, leopard, African wild dog, giraffe, cheetah. So if you're into wilderness, this is definitely the one to go to.
Got to tell you though, we've had this conversation before, and I know for a fact that Mark Lloyd believes that if you cannot upload what you've done to social media, it wasn't worth doing.
It wasn't worth the trip. And I mean, you just mentioned all those lovely animals, you know, and you're going to see them. You're going to want to take pictures of them and put them on Facebook.
You could still take them with your own eyes. It's not good enough.
Eh?
It's not good enough to see them with your own eyes.
Yeah, but I want to remember them as well. I mean, we've had this conversation before. I want to remember them and put them on Facebook. And our producer is nodding over here. Does that mean she's agreeing with me?
No. Okay. I tried to convince Mark that sometimes the memory is better than taking a photo, but I wasn't successful.
There are studies out there that say by taking the photo and by putting it on social media, you are actually changing the memory and you're not remembering the other stuff that you haven't put up, which is normally 80% of the stuff.
Yeah.
But, guys, just because you can't post it doesn't mean you can't take photos.
Ah-ha-ha.
So you could post it later.
When we come back.
So is it the photos you want or the social media?
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? Yeah, I want people to know what I'm up to, what I'm doing.
Immediately, in the moment.
Want them to be jealous of me and say that I'm going to wear your life.
You know, that's why Steph is actually, she completely blocks me off the social media, you know. I'm out the game, aren't I?
Yeah.
You know, totally out the game. Hidden.
Wow.
Yeah. You know,
wow.
I think it's fair.
I know, I'm happy with it as well.
You if
know,
you tell the people, problem. It's fair.
Well, this trip does sound rather nice. All these animals that you'll see.
It's lovely, Mark, and you're going to pay 39,750 dirhams for it.
Amazing. Take your camera. Don't take your phone.
Yeah, exactly. I worked that out. That's 4,420 per night.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot, too, isn't
right?
It?
Yeah, it's a heck of a lot of money.
You can't share anything. Give us 39,000.
Mm. Yeah, I'd be expecting it to be a bit cheaper because we can't share anything.
Yeah.
Not the case, eh?
Not the case.
Super luxurious. If you can afford it, you can find out more about it on jakartatravel.com. That little trip to Botswana.
I really love that being detached from social media and from the internet is becoming the luxurious option. Mm. Like when I get on the plane now and it says Wi-Fi available, I'm like, for who?
Yeah, I know, me too.
Like, there's
everyone
no way.
Uses it.
No, they don't. Well, they do not.
What? Everyone uses it?
They do
I
not.
Don't.
I don't think anyone uses it.
Well, they do. My son used it all the time when he was flying over from the Philippines. Messaging me from the plane.
Yeah, all my friends use it. I used it when I was going away and there was some family issues. So I just felt better being connected because I just wanted to know if everything was okay.
Oh my gosh, who cares? You'll find out when you land. I just don't understand it.
You're the ideal person for these holidays, I think.
I am.
Yeah.
And I've just been on one, actually. We didn't have hardly any Wi-Fi. So what I would do, because I do like to put a bit of stuff on Instagram, but it's not for the likes anymore. I find it's more of a diary. Like, I've stopped doing hashtags and stuff, and I hardly get any likes. But I like to put things on, and then they upload whenever you happen to walk past a Wi-Fi thing that it connects to. Mm.
Yeah, that is nice. There's something rewarding about it. That's weird that we're admitting that, though. Yeah, we're rewarded by, like, ping! Even though you're not getting likes, you still like that the ping of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a news menu saying the ping of it.
It's a funny, funny thing. Word travel. Should just say as well, we've had so many messages in for Afternoon Club. I'm sorry we didn't get to them all. We'll try and get through more tomorrow, won't we? Because there's loads coming in and loads of people are back and it's the first day back at school.
It is.
And things.
Everybody's back in town.
It's so exciting. But we've also had some text messages for word travel because we're talking about digital detoxes and places that we can go, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great article and some beautiful locations to get away from it all. And Mona texted in and said, I totally hate Wi-Fi. You know how you get on a plane these days and it says Wi-Fi is available.
Mm-hmm.
I said that people don't use it. These guys completely disagreed with me. They're like, everyone uses it. Well, Mona says, I hate the fact that people can still stalk you even when they're kilometres away above the clouds. There is no peace from my boyfriend.
I wonder how he feels about that.
I thought she was going down the work line, but she's like, nah, it's the boyfriend. And then Simon says, I'm just back from a fantastic budget safari in Tanzania. No Wi-Fi, no electricity mostly. Posting photos on Facebook now that we're back, it's like reliving the holiday.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're getting pleasure after the fact of putting the pictures up.
Okay, I'll take that. As long as I can take the pictures and put them up. So you took us to Botswana. Where are we off to next?
We're going to California to a place called The Ranch in Malibu. And Steph, if you want to lose the 6 kilos you put on after eating the curries, this might be one for you, although it is a bit hardcore. So this is perfect if you want to unplug from your busy daily life and recalibrate your mind and body. But it's a very immersive, week-long, results-oriented fitness and wellness program in Malibu. So it's a little bit, it sounds like something Gwyneth Paltrow would go to. So it's limited to 18 guests each session, and each day consists of 8 hours of low impact activity, which is centered around very beautiful, varied 4-hour group hiking excursions each morning.
So low impact. I'm sorry, but I think you could replace the word results with pain. In every sentence, pain-orientated fitness.
But how
that's what it's about.
But it's not going to work on the website, right? Could you imagine if you like hacked into their website and changed all the words to pain? That might be a good project. There is nap time, which I quite like. Some afternoon fitness classes and daily massage, which is also quite good. This is, there's a physical regimen that's going to be quite hardcore. And you're going to only be able to eat 1,400 calories a day of organic plant-based food.
That's probably quite a lot of plants. 1,400 calories.
Rolling her eyes over here.
1,400.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
That's really nothing. Yeah.
In
it's
plants,
really, really nothing.
It's probably quite a lot.
Yeah.
In plants, yeah, you're right. Actually, in plants, it could be a lot.
In crisps, it's not. In plants.
Yeah. What interests me on this one, Angela, is at the bottom there, it says, for those who need to stay connected, the resort asks that you limit any usage to your private room, which is equipped with Wi-Fi, to a certain amount of time.
I bet there's people that
so it
come
is,
out.
It is there.
It's allowed, but I think you have the option of handing in your phone here. So it would be so it wouldn't be like you'd be hiking, although you could take photos, I guess, but you wouldn't be able to like post them from the top of the mountain?
I hiked up a mountain yesterday and I took my phone and it was so scary having to hold it and go up the mountain because there wasn't much to hang on to.
I wouldn't trust myself on top of a mountain.
You mean really like on a rock face?
Vertical steps though, with nothing either side.
Really?
That's terrifying.
And a phone in your hand.
And a phone in my hand. Yeah. Hand it to my husband who's wearing flip-flops and I'm like, my life is more precious than yours.
I think some people have actually fallen off mountains and things taking selfies.
I think India is the worst for people dying whilst taking selfies.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah, I've read that before.
All the mountains and that.
It's the stepping back off really high things. Oh, gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yellowstone too. Actually, now that I think of it, Yellowstone has little signs up saying, please be careful while you're taking a selfie not to fall off into a volcano or something. So, this is theranchmalibu.com and it's going to cost you 31,200 dirhams for this little trip.
For 7 days?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's also not exactly cheap.
Yeah, that's not a cheap one either,
nope,
is it?
It's not cheap at all. But if you want to lose weight and turn up and walk a lot, there you go. This is the one.
And they also teach you how to cook, so when you get back, you know that you're making the right food.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can stay there.
Take it home.
Right. I think we can squeeze another one in.
Cool. Okay. So let's go to Australia, because you were there, Steph.
I was just in Australia. Lovely place.
So this is Bearfires Lodge Walk in Tasmania, which is an island state in Australia. At the northeast tip of Tasmania is Mount William National Park, and this is the starting point of a 4-day Bay of Fires lodge walk. So as you make a trip along a very beautiful coastline, you'll stay in a tent at Forrester Beach Camp on the first night, and then you'll move on to Bay of Fires Lodge for your last 2 evenings. And along the way, also some animal spotting, you'll find wallabies and forester kangaroos and some Tasmanian devils if you're lucky.
Which I never knew were real until a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought they were in a video game.
The Looney Tunes, I think, hey.
It was a cartoon when I was growing up. Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
They're real.
Yeah.
Do they look like they don't look like that though? They don't spin. Surely.
They haven't got the horns.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never seen one.
I haven't seen one either.
They're on my list like koalas of things that don't really exist in Australia.
But they have appeared in video games.
Yeah,
quite
that's
a lot.
True. Yeah. I've seen them in those. So you can kayak down the Anson's River and you'll enjoy your meals on secluded beaches, which sounds quite lovely.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
This one is actually reasonable compared to the other ones. This is 6,900 dirhams, and it includes return transfers between Launceston and the walk base, one night at Forrester Beach Camp and 2 nights at Bay of Fires Lodge on a twin share basis. All your meals and beverages, national park pass, use of a backpack and Gore-Tex jacket for the duration of the walk. If you don't have yours, I don't know why you wouldn't bring your own. Optional kayaking on one day.
I don't know. I haven't got a Gore-Tex jacket. Have you?
No.
But you've got a jacket. Surely.
That is so...
It's weird, right?
No. What? I don't have a Gore-Tex jacket.
Hang on a minute. What is Gore-Tex?
Isn't it just a warm jacket?
No, it's like special fabric that means that you can sweat from the inside out. So I know this amazingly. Don't ask me how.
And you haven't got one?
I haven't got one. Haven't even got one. But they use it a lot in marketing for other things that you wouldn't need Gore-Tex for, like gloves and things. But it means that you can sweat from the inside out and that the material next to your body is so thin that it lets the tiny bits of sweat through. But on the other side, it doesn't let the rain through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good.
So that's amazing material, eh? Luckily, I didn't go in this because I'd be in trouble. I'd be like, it's just a warm jacket, guys. Come on.
No, the North Face jackets and all that. I've got one.
Does it do that?
Yeah. It's what you wear, I mean, when it's really cold.
All right, well, me and Mark would like the Gore-Tex jacket included, please, won't we, Mark?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
We don't want to have to buy our own.
And do they come in different colours and different, you know,
I would hope so. What about your backpack? Do you have a backpack?
I've got plenty of backpacks.
Oh, well, that's sorted then. Steph, sorted there. And then you'll also get 2 qualified guides for the duration of the walk who can point out the Tasmanian devils from the games.
It's a funny one, that on holiday, isn't it, having guides? I found that recently.
Did you not like it?
They're people, aren't they? So generally, you're either going to like them or you're not going to like them. And you got to spend your time with them.
I've been really lucky with all my guides. I like guides. Did you have a bit of a bad moment with the guide?
No, not bad moments. It's just sometimes you're like, yeah, go away now. And there's some things you feel like you could have done by yourself and they're just there and they're always in the way of the pictures.
Really?
You notice that, but they're always...
Not in mine, because I ask them to take them.
There's a solution, yeah.
There you go. Well, you've done it again. I think that was a really, really good word travel.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time, Angela.
See you soon.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.